Okay, well, welcome back to part two of this present age. Part two of this present age. And we will call this session Tasting the Power of the Age to Come. Tasting the Power of the Age to Come. See? For in this present age, we can taste the power of the age to come. We can get a taste. So the first thing then is the power of the age to come has already penetrated this age. So we saw that Jesus will come with glory, he'll come with great power, he'll come with resurrection, he'll come with the armies of heaven, great demonstrations of supernatural power as heaven invades earth, but the power of that age has already come. It's already come and is already available. Maybe not in its fullness, but it is available to us. Hebrews 6 verse 5, it talks about we have tasted the good word of God, and the powers of the age to come. We have tasted it. You got baptized in the Holy Ghost? You tasted it. You got saved? Oh, the glory. You've tasted it. Had an encounter with Jesus? You've tasted it. Got set free from demons? You tasted it. How about that? The age to come is future, but the blessings and power are available now by faith. We can reach into that age and bring some of what it has now. See, because all of you think about, if all you think about is just the age to come, you live it like a futurist, never doing anything now. But we've got to understand that while this age is under the control of the God of this world, the power of the age to come has already come here. And in honor has it come, you can access it by faith. It's invisible but manifest through our faith. So remember, we saw there were two manifestations of the kingdom of God, the kingdom in the age to come, which is full of power and glory, but the kingdom now, an invisible kingdom, where by faith we can access things. So we may not see everything now. It does not yet appear what we shall be. But when he appears, we'll be like him, we'll be changed. So it's like, but we can reach now and receive some of those blessings from the age to come. So while we live in this age, and Satan is still the god of this age, he's still resisting the gospel, he's still causing warfare and havoc, he's still controlling and manipulating world events, we can still reach into and experience the power of the age to come. That word power is dunamis, supernatural power to overcome the natural. Dunamis, supernatural power to overcome the natural. So you don't have to wait all your life until this happens. Now, by faith, we can access and taste that supernatural dunamis power. The disciples in Acts 1:8 were asking Jesus, when's the kingdom going to come back? When's the kingdom going to come back? He said, don't worry. Don't worry. He'd already taught them enough to tell them it's not coming now. He said, you shall receive power. So saying, even though the kingdom hasn't come yet, you will receive a taste of the power of that kingdom. And that will cause you to be a witness to the reality of the kingdom. See, Acts 1:8, you shall receive power. So the baptism in the Spirit is about receiving power, not just getting tongues, but power to be a witness of Christ. That power means you've got something operating in your life that overcomes life. Everyone else depressed, you're full of joy. Where'd that come from? Holy Ghost. Everyone else is feeling discouraged, you're full of hope, positive. How come? I trust the Word of God. I'm touched by the power of God every day when I get in prayer. I have a secret place I go to and I access that very next kingdom and its glory. Can you understand it's meant to turn up now in our lives? As a witness, it's real and it's coming. So tasted means just literally to try the flavor of, to get acquainted by experience, to eat a little portion. Whoa, the little portion's so good I can't get enough. And that's the thing, you know, with natural things you eat till you then you feel sick, you don't eat any more. But the things of God, the more you eat them, the hungrier you get. I need more, I need more, I need more, I'm addicted. Hooked totally. I need my next encounter with God. You understand? We can taste it now. It's not just all future, now. See? And here's some things. The power of the kingdom age to come has already entered this world, this age. Let me give you a few examples. Jesus came. Who is Jesus? He's the king of the age to come, and he came into this age. He's already come. He came once. That tells us clearly he came once. He can keep coming into this age anytime he wants because he lives in eternity. But he's the king of the future age, has come into this age. How about that?
Yeah.
What about the resurrection? Well, we taught about a little bit about the resurrection, the first resurrection, second resurrection, but it's already come. Jesus rose from the dead. It's already happened in this age. So you see, as I said, when you look at the Bible, nothing is haphazard. May look like it as being random, but actually God has a very big plan to show you things. So we know we're living in this present age. Well, Jesus steps into this present age, say, I can come here and help change the thing. See, we see then the resurrection from the dead. Well, Jesus rose from the dead. That is actually the foundation of our faith, that Jesus has risen from the dead, is in a resurrected body, will return again, and we will be resurrected. What a great hope. So the resurrection is foundational to us having faith and hope for the future. See, if the dead don't rise, there's no hope. You're living in vain. So the defeat of Satan has already begun. See what the other age will bring the fullness of it. But right now, we've seen a bit of it. Jesus came, but no one really recognized who he was. But when he comes next time, oh, it won't be hidden. It'll be just in glory. See? Jesus came and he rose from the dead and his body was seen, well, this one and that one and then 500. But on the whole, the people haven't seen, a dead man can rise. But the next age will be full of it. They'll be walking everywhere, resurrected people. It'll be commonplace. Right now, it's rare. Really? Did that happen? You sure? Absolutely. It's the guarantee that I'll be resurrected.
That's right.
See? The defeat of Satan began. Where did it begin? It began, well, it began in a major way at the cross. When Jesus died and rose from the dead, Satan lost his right to rule because a man, Jesus took on the form of a man, has now come and obeyed God to the point of death and given up his life. Now he obtained the right to rule. It wasn't just given to him. He obtained it by conquering.
Yeah.
He is the ultimate overcomer and conqueror. That's why it says, you see him in the book of Revelation. He's coming as a king to conquer. Conquer.
That's right.
Not gentle Jesus, meek and mild. King to conquer.
That's right.
With the armies of heaven. It's not a little nice, oh, well, we'll just share a gospel message if you like it. We'll make it in an easy form and put on a drama. Nothing like that. It's nothing like that. It's actually, he comes in power as a king to conquer. Who will stand up to him? Well, no one can stand up to him. And so there must be, everything you see about the coming kingdom, there must be some picture of it somewhere in the Bible. You think of the men they sent after Elijah. He sat on a hill. They sent 50 men to take him. That should be easy, 50 armed soldiers. Man of God, come down. If I'm a man of God, let fire come down. Whoosh! Corpses. King sent another 50. You think he would have learned from the first time, but this is what spiritual blindness looks like. Sent another 50. He said, oh, man of God, come down. We're taking you away. Well, if I be a man of God, let fire come down. Whoosh, another 50. There's 100 lying there, crisped on the ground. He was unable to be touched. He sent another 50. You think, would you not just get the picture here? You're just going to lose another 50. Anyway, one of the soldiers was smart. He said, please don't burn me up. Could you just come nicely with me to talk to the king? He wants to talk. Can you see the demonstration of power? Irresistible power. Just can't be resisted. And there's lots of examples like it. They're just, you've got to go back and start to look at them again as tasting the power of the age to come. Tasting the power of the age to come. The examples are just extraordinary. Moses, rocks on this side, rocks on that side, an army behind and waters in front. No way out. You're done. Holds up the rod or authority of God, the waters part, and they shut down and destroyed a whole army. Can you understand? These are glimpses of what will come at that transition period. It's exciting. It's glorious. But the power of that age is available in measures of us today according to our faith. By faith, we have access. So the devil defeat has already begun at the cross. Colossians 2, 14, 15, Jesus took away his right to rule. But then when he comes, you're going to bind him and put him in a prison house. Defeat him further. Humiliate him. You understand? But it's already happened now. And so every time you step up and step out into deliverance, you're showing the power of the age to come. No. Demons screaming, no, leave us alone, leave us alone. Can you understand? The power of the age to come is being demonstrated. Yeah. The reality of the risen Christ. It's awesome. Awesome. All things are possible to him who believes. So salvation is an evidence that the kingdom is here and available to people now. It's not in power and glory. It's an invisible form that starts in your heart. Because for you to enter the what comes in power and glory, you need a heart change. That's what the religious people didn't get. So Galatians 1:4, Jesus gave himself for our sins that he might deliver us from this present age. So Jesus has delivered. So the power of the gospel, when a person believes it, is someone can actually be delivered from this present evil age. You can be delivered literally from the God who controls it all. And live a free life. My goodness. Colossians 1:13, he delivered us from the power of darkness, translated us into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have redemption through his blood and forgiveness of sins. Colossians 1:13, he has rescued us, drawn to himself, drawn us from the dominion of darkness. So it's just like, it's already here. If you got saved, you tasted the power of the age to come. You got saved. Oh, the joy. My sins are forgiven. The burden is gone. I've got a new start, a new life. How joyful that is. That's the power of the age to come. How awesome is that? So it's already started. The revolution has begun. But wait, there's more. Don't you love it? See, deliverance, Jesus said, is an evidence that the kingdom is available now. Yep. So he literally taught it, Matthew 12:28. If I cast out demons by the Spirit of God, surely the kingdom of God has come upon you now. So he's talking about the coming kingdom, the rule of God has now come whenever you cast a demon out. God has demonstrated his supernatural power and authority and forced demons out. That's what it is. Cast out means you force them out. None of this nice namby-pamby prayers. It's you cast them out by voice of command. Oh, how I love it. Because it speaks of an age to come and all the great miracles that will happen. Oh, glory to God. So we can have victory over demons now. You don't have to wait till then. Even though he's operating, we're standing with the one who conquered him. Therefore, in that place of standing with him, we can have the victory. Yeah. It's not, oh, the devil's tormenting me. Oh, why are you allowing it to happen? He's just a bully and you're being bullied. Stand up and poke back. That's kind of what Jesus is saying. Be an overcomer, like I overcame. When he came and bullied me, I just quoted the word of God to him and had none of him, wouldn't have given any room. Be like that. You see, otherwise, you become like needy. I'm always needy for someone to pray for me and come through for me. Now, God wants you to stand up with an overcoming spirit and access the power of that age now. and overcome. And you think, well, I just want all that God has for me. I know what he wants for you. He wants you to grow in character. So he wants you to grow and be patient. How many want to be patient? Well, tribulation works patience. Great. Let's send some pressure on and see what kind of patience comes up or what comes up and whether you'll overcome it. Do you understand? God is working to produce something in your lives. It never was about just turning up a church. Church is where we get equipped and our hearts and minds get refreshed. But every day is when we live out this walk. So Satan is a strong man and his house is this age. This age is his house. Jesus, you know, I've had demons. They belong to me. No, they don't. Jesus has conquered you, taken away your rights. They belong to Jesus. See? So Satan's not yet bound or destroyed, but he will be bound during the millennial reign. So deliverance now, it's our ability to prevail over demons now before the kingdom ever comes. If you're not doing it now, will you do it then? I don't think so. You probably won't be recognized as qualified. I'm not saying you run around casting demons out of everyone, but you need to learn how to arise in your own life and conquer what comes against you. So you're not living anxious and defeated all the time. Healing and miracles are evidence the kingdom has come. Healing and miracles. And this is why Jesus said in Luke 10:8-9, the disciples, whatever city you enter and they receive you, eat whatever they give you. And heal the sick. Heal the sick. And say to them, the kingdom of God has come near you. So the kingdom of God has to do with miracles. Miracles and healings and things happening in people's life. So every healing. Now, we may not see everyone healed, but if we see some healed, we're tasting that power. I just want more, that's all. A wonderful lady gave me some Black Forest chocolate. I tried tasting it. That was the end of me. I just got to eat. I want more. So this, right through the Bible, there is stories of people who accessed God's power and did something in their life, in their day. You may not do the miracles they did because you live today. You've got your own challenges to see God come and give you a breakthrough, whether it's a financial breakthrough or personal, it's a marriage or it's an area of your life or family or whatever. We need to contend for breakthroughs. That's evidence the kingdom is here. That which is, you're part of that kingdom, now as its representative, you're starting to bring some of it out. Get any idea? Whoa, this is our day. So in the previous days, other people demonstrated their faith. This is our day. We've got our own challenges. So if you think of the miracles in the Bible, they're just ordinary people that believed God and interacted with him and said yes to his plan, and God worked and the kingdom came in their day through their miracles. Spectacular miracles. I pray about those miracles. I want them to happen for me. Same things. Do it, Lord, do it. See, I want to see that flow of God, see? So this is our day to believe and our day to be a person of faith, our day to advance the kingdom of God. That's our day to do that, see? And it says in Hebrews 6:11-12, we desire each one of you show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope till the end. And don't become lazy, but imitate those who through faith and patience inherit and take hold of the promises. So that's what God's wanting now. The big challenge is when he comes, will he find you in a place of faith? When he comes, will you be believing? I mean, he didn't say when he comes, will he find you coming to church, not going to the movies, you know, not in a club. You know, it doesn't say that. It says, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? So in Luke 18 is the story or the parable, the story of a unjust judge and the widow. And Jesus said this, he taught that men ought always pray and don't be a quitter. So he's teaching, this is the lesson of the story, don't quit when you don't get results straight away. Don't quit because you prayed once and nothing happened. He said men ought to keep praying, persevere in prayer, and not quit, faint, give up. And then he told the story of a widow who was suffering injustice. See? Injustice means unfair treatment by authorities, unfair treatment in life. And so she goes to get justice. Nothing happens straight away. So she beats on the door. Beat, 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 beat. Won't give up, won't go, just keep going. In the end, the judge said, oh, she's driving me crazy. What do you want? And so he gives her what she wants. And Jesus then applies it to believers. And he says, the widow persevered and got what she needed to deal with the injustice of her day. What about God's children, the saints of God? When they're facing injustice in their day, will they do what she did and pray for God to bring justice? So instead of getting caught up with protests and things, we should be firstly in prayer for justice. That God will bring justice into the earth. That God will put right the things that have been put wrong. That the unjust treatment, God will deal with it and address it and reverse it, or what's called vindicate us. So we're now seen to be right all along. Vindication's a wonderful thing when God does it. So he said in Luke 18:8, I tell you, he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when he comes, will he really find faith on earth? So what Jesus is saying is that when there'll be lots of injustice in the last days, you look at it, you see it everywhere, it's hard not to get angry. But getting angry is not going to solve anything. It's hard when you read and see the bad treatment, unjust treatment, unfair treatment, or when you're treated unfairly, it's hard not to just feel angry. But Jesus said, turn it into prayer, believing for the justice of God to prevail. He said, when he comes, how many in his church will he find doing that? Will they just be disheartened, defeated, discouraged, or will they be in a place of prayer to pull the supernatural power of the age to come into bringing a reversal of their situation in today's age? Isn't that powerful? We're commanded or called to live in hope of an age to come, the kingdom age to come, and to activate our faith and patient endurance now. To be people of prayer that brings the power of God. Only prayer brings the power of that age to hear. So Jesus is saying, pray. Pray and don't quit praying. Oh, I pray and didn't see any heaven. I'm praying they were sick and they died. Okay. Don't worry about whether they were sick and died. Pray and believe. Get into the Word of God. Meditate in the Word of God. Let the Word of God dwell in your heart until faith grows, and keep persevering for prayer. Keep praying for people. Keep reaching out for the power of God to come. So it's just so hard and sometimes nothing happens. Okay, but that doesn't mean that God doesn't want you to have a taste of it. Keep persevering. Will he find faith that perseveres in prayer? That's what he's asking. Faith, real faith, just perseveres till he gets the answer. Will he find you doing that? So that's the whole deal now, is that in this age we need to prepare. There's a preparation need to come. We can taste the power of the age to come. We can come and receive Christ and be saved. We can receive the baptism in the Holy Ghost. We can receive deliverance. We can receive healing. We can receive miracles and breakthroughs in various areas of our life. We can now taste the power of the age to come. And it all comes through faith, through believing God. There's got to be a persevering in prayer. So in this hour, we bear witness of the King and the kingdom and an age to come. That's what God says. So now you understand then, we understand we're living in a certain age with certain limitations and characteristics. There's an age to come. And while we're hopeful and expectant of that age, it affects how we do life now. We are believing for that age and that power to come now into our lives in a measure. We may not see the full measure. We go to meetings where there's miracles, where we sing a greater measure. But when he comes, it'll be in full measure without reserve. That's the day we're looking for. And so we're told to prepare, and we're warned not to doubt and scoff and think, oh yeah, I've always been talking about the end times. No, but rather to believe that he will come and do what he said he's going to do. I'll just finish this session at that point. The challenge is for each of us, not just to receive for ourselves, but to arise and become a minister of the life of God. So you become a channel, a river of God that brings blessing to others and shows the reality of the kingdom. The reality of a life under the rule of God. The reality of a life in the presence of God. Amen?
Very good.
God bless. Let's just finish there.